The World Health Organization reports heart disease and strokes are responsible for nearly a third of the deaths that occur every year. But not all countries and populations are equally at risk for heart disease and stroke. A new study looks at four ethnic groups in Canada to see how the risk differs. Cardiovascular disease kills some 17 million people each year, and about 80% of these deaths occur in the developing world. Not every country is affected equally. But when scientists study populations in different countries, their results are influenced by a mix of culture, environment, and genetics. A new study tries to sort out some of those factors. Researcher Maria Chu and her colleagues studied the prevalence of heart disease and stroke in four ethnic groups: whites, Chinese, South Asians, and blacks, all living in Ontario Province, Canada. They used data collected in national and community health surveys from 1996 to 2007. Although all were living in the same place and had access to universal health care, Chu found striking differences. Their analysis showed more than 1 in 20 South Asians suffered from heart diseases, compared to only around 1 in 30 among the Chinese and black populations.
The Chinese, South Asians, and blacks alone represent 60% of the world population. So it's important that we understand how these groups are in terms of their heart health. And this study in Canada allows us to do that in a more controlled environment where everyone is living within the same environment, physical environment, as well as having access to universal health care.
Chu also looked at the prevalence of eight risk factors for heart disease and stroke, including smoking, obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes. These also differed significantly from group to group. For instance, whites were three times more likely to smoke than Chinese and South Asians. And South Asians and blacks were twice as likely to suffer from diabetes as members of the other two groups.
Our study didn't look at the causes for these risk factors being high or low. It was important that we reported that they were high and low, and the next step would be to understanding why.
Chu says her research raises important questions, and the answers will likely draw from a combination of factors, including genetic predisposition, cultural factors, and socioeconomic status. Speaking via Skype, Chu also said her research has important planning implications for policymakers.
If we know from the study that diabetes is twice as prevalent among the blacks and the South Asian populations, and we know that the South Asian and black populations are going to double or triple within the next 20 years, then our projections for our healthcare needs in the future, which currently are predominantly based on the white population, will be grossly underestimating our needs.
Chu's research is published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Naomi Sack.